In the Lord, you can help yourself because Christianity is not a sham. Living with Christ is not a sham. He touches us in our hearts. No matter what your past is, there is deliverance in Jesus Christ. There is redemption in Jesus Christ. As the scriptures talk about, many were you, but you were saved, but you were sanctified, but you were set apart. He has something better for us, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and in honor. You see, he gives instruction, he gives sanctification. There is a way that he has for us. Okay, we are reading in the prophet Isaiah, and we are in chapter 3, in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 3. And this portion is talking about, the portion that we're in is talking about what it's going to be in the tribulation period. This 7 years, slightly less than our 7 years of a real turmoil that's going to come on the earth. And then what we're going to do is, so we see this, and again, it's often easy to relate this and say, okay, well, this is going to come on another generation, or this is what's going to come on Jerusalem and Judah, because that's really what Isaiah is written about. He focuses in right on Jerusalem and the state of Judah. But how does it relate to us? Why is God sharing some of this with us? All right, so let's overlap. We'll overlap a little bit from where we were last week. We're going to start at Isaiah chapter 3, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 8. For Jerusalem has stumbled and Judah has fallen, because their speech and their actions are against the Lord, to rebel against his glorious presence. The expression of their faces bears witness against them, and they display their sin like Sodom. They do not even conceal it. Woe to them, for they have brought evil on themselves. Say to the righteous that it will go well with them, for they will eat the fruit of their actions. Woe to the wicked, it will go badly with them, for what he deserves will be done to him. O my people, their oppressors are children, and women rule over them. O my people, those who guide you lead you astray and confuse the direction of your paths. The Lord arises to contend and stands to judge the people. The Lord enters into judgment with the elders and princes of his people. It is you who have devoured the vineyard, and the plunder of the poor is in your house. What do you mean by crushing my people and grinding the face of the poor, declares the Lord God of hosts? So we see in verse 8, again, he talks about Jerusalem and he talks about Judah, and he tells us why this has come upon them, because their speech and their actions are against the Lord. When speech and actions are against the Lord, it compounds and it comes upon them. It says to rebel against his glorious presence. The expression of their faces bears witness against them, and they display their sin like Sodom. They do not even conceal it. So remember, Sodom and Gomorrah are used for an expression of God's overwhelming judgment that comes upon people. And again, he's relating this to being like Sodom. And he says they haven't even concealed this anymore. They're very open about it. And he says they do not even conceal it. Woe to them. So this is this warning, these woes that come down upon them. Woe to them, for they have brought evil on themselves. They've brought evil on themselves. And God has warnings for us today. These are warnings that we cannot take lightly. And we'll look at one of those warnings. So if you look in Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 3, Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 3, I want you to think about what he's warning us, because this is now in the New Testament, and this is where the application comes to us. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes upon those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. So you see this amazing warning that comes down, which is so contrary to the teachings of our own generation. He says there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. So he is speaking now to believers. He's not speaking of unbelievers. He's very much speaking to believers, because he says this is improper for God's holy people. For there should be no obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse jesting. I remember when I came to the Lord, before I knew the Lord, my mouth was really foul. And I grew up in the New York area, and this is just the way we spoke. And I remember when I came to the Lord, my speech immediately had to start changing. And when I would use that old kind of speech, immediately I'd get touched in my heart by the Holy Spirit. Something happened in my heart because of this. And he's saying, we're gonna get you cleaned up. He says, there should be no obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For this you can be sure. Think about this. For this you can be sure. That means it has to happen this way. When God says it will happen, shall happen, or it will be sure, this means for sure it is going to happen. Remember, heaven and earth could never even stop this from happening, because God has said to be sure this is going to be happening. No immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater. So look what happens in the New Testament. You know, I have Orthodox Jewish friends, and they think that the New Testament is very weak because they live under all of these 613 commandments. Well, we're not under those 613 commandments.